From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Brock here, July 25th. Five stories from across the leagues, straight ahead. Let's get into it. First, from MMA Fighting. Anthony Joshua vs. Christian Prenger. Live round-by-round updates. So Anthony Joshua is stepping into the ring tonight against Christian Prenger at the Jeddah Superdome in Saudi Arabia. Joshua's got a solid track record, winning four of his last five fights, including a knockout against Jake Paul back in December. Prenger's on a 16-fight win streak with 20 knockouts to his name. He's got the momentum going into this one, and he put Joe Jones down in the first round of his last fight. This is a big night for both of them, and it's going to be a battle to watch. The undercard's already been going on, and you can check out the results on the MMA Fighting site. The main event's expected to start around 5:45 p.m. ET on DAZN pay-per-view. Next. Second, from The Guardian Sport. Waratahs spoil Fijian Drua party to claim third straight Super Rugby Women's title. The Nest Dollars Waratahs just put on a show in Fiji, claiming their third straight Super Rugby Women's title with a 34-17 win over the Fijian Drua. This one's a big deal, folks. They're the first team to ever achieve a hat-trick of Super W titles. Faliki Pohiva, their tight head prop, was the standout performer, earning player of the match honors. The Waratahs dominated the game, and with this win, they've extended their record to 7 Super W titles. That's a testament to their consistency and skill. Up next, third, from MMA Fighting. Joshua vs. Prenger. Results. Live updates of the undercard and main event. Anthony Joshua's highly anticipated showdown with Christian Prenger went down at the Jeddah Superdome in Saudi Arabia. Joshua looked to end Prenger's 16-fight win streak, setting up a potential showdown with Tyson Fury. The Albanian boxer put up a strong fight, but ultimately came up short against the British heavyweight. Joshua's victory keeps him on track for a potential title unification bout with Fury. The undercard saw a few notable performances, including Hamza Shiraz's dominant win over Simon Zackenhuber. Shiraz's victory marked a strong start to his career in the super welterweight division. In another notable bout, Josh Kelly edged out Kawemina Gyako in a closely contested fight. Joshua's win streak now stands at 26, and he's one step closer to a potential showdown with Fury. The British heavyweight's performance was impressive, but Prenger's toughness and determination made for a compelling fight. The Albanian boxer's loss snaps his 16-fight win streak, but he's still a force to be reckoned with in the heavyweight division. The undercard also saw some exciting matchups, including Reto Tsutsumi's win over Alvino Herrera. Tsutsumi's victory marked a strong start to his career in the middleweight division. In another notable bout, Jakob Bank edged out Pavel August in a closely contested fight. Joshua's victory has sent shockwaves through the heavyweight division, and a potential showdown with Fury is now more likely than ever. The British heavyweight's performance was impressive, and he's one step closer to becoming the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. And then, fourth, from PFT Alt, Mike LaFleur has no concerns about Josh Sweat. So I got a chance to listen to Mike LaFleur's comments on Josh Sweat, and I gotta say, the coach is sounding pretty confident about the outside linebacker's situation. LaFleur straight up said he has no concerns about Sweat's health or his level of commitment to the team. Now, we did know Sweat was working out on his own during the voluntary off-season program, and he was placed on the active PUP list to start training camp. But LaFleur says that's just a precautionary measure to get Sweat ramped up for the season. He also clarified that Sweat was still in contact with the team and around the facility, so it's not like he was completely disconnected from the team. Lafleur even went so far as to say that Sweat's decision to miss the voluntary work was actually a good thing, given his high mileage in the league. He thinks it's better for Sweat to take it easy and peak for the opener on September 13, rather than trying to push himself too hard too soon. It's worth noting that Sweat led the team with 12 sacks last season, so he's definitely a key player for the Cardinals. Lafleur's comments are definitely reassuring, but it's always good to keep an eye on Sweat's situation as the season gets underway. Next, fifth, from PFT Alt, Jacoby Brissett isn't participating in 11-on-11 drills. Yes, Cardinals quarterback Jacoby Brissett is practicing as he tries to get a contract that pays him like a starter, not a backup, but he's not really practicing. As noted by Darren Urban of the team's official website, Brissett isn't participating in 11-on-11 drills yet. That's surely a direct result of his dissatisfaction with a deal he signed under the impression that he wouldn't be the team's QB1. Now that he's the presumptive Week 1 starter, he's seeking an adjustment. The current range for veteran starters begins in the low $20 millions and stretches into the $60 millions. Up next, sixth, from Awful Announcing, ESPN lines up 6 European preseason matches following World Cup. So here's the deal. I've got the scoop on what's happening with soccer on ESPN. They're televising 6 preseason matches featuring European clubs touring the US, and it's a big deal. Liverpool, Wrexham, Leeds, and Sunderland are all on the list, and they'll be playing in Nashville, New York City, Chicago, Tampa, and Philadelphia. 3 of the matches will get linear TV coverage on ESPN, and the other 3 will stream exclusively on ESPN Unlimited. Now, I know what you're thinking. What about the World Cup hangover? Well, ESPN is banking on people still being interested in soccer, and they're right. The matches will air starting July 25th, with Liverpool-Wrexham on July 29th being the first one to go live on ESPN. The rest of the schedule is pretty packed, with Sunderland-Leeds on July 30th and Sunderland-Wrexham on August 2nd, also getting TV coverage. But here's the thing, ESPN isn't the only game in town. CBS Sports Network is also getting in on the action, with Manchester United PSG on August 8th being one of the big matchups. And Fox Deportes is even getting involved, with Chelsea Juventus on August 5 and Leeds United Manchester United on August 12. So, if you're looking for some soccer after the World Cup, you've got plenty of options to choose from. And then, seventh, from MMA Fighting, Santiago Ponzinibbio takes lessons from Argentina's World Cup run ahead of UFC Abu Dhabi. Santiago Ponzinibbio proudly looks up to the Argentina national soccer team as inspiration going into his UFC Abu Dhabi clash with Sam Patterson on July 25th. Even though Lionel Messi and the squad came up short in the FIFA World Cup final against Spain this past Sunday in New Jersey, Ponzinibbio watched Messi win the 2022 World Cup just days after knocking out Alex Morono in Las Vegas, and now gets to put Argentina back on top in the UFC 6 days after a soccer defeat. What we saw from the national team is the same thing people have seen in my fights, and what they'll see again this Saturday. Next, eighth, from PFT Alt. Packers CEO Ed Policy repeats concern about ability of other teams to raise money. In March 2026, Packers president and CEO Ed Policy raised concerns about the inability of his team to sell limited shares for unlimited funds. On Friday, he repeated those concerns in connection with the release of the franchise's latest annual report. "It's like other teams have access to this ATM machine that we just don't have right now," Policy said via the Associated Press. we're going to have to be more aggressive with revenue generation going forward. Up next, 9th, from MMA Fighting. Patricio Pitbull vs. Du Ho Choi added to UFC 331 in Los Angeles. A featherweight clash between Patricio Pitbull and Du Ho Choi is on for UFC 331 on Sept 19. Multiple people with knowledge of the situation confirmed the news to MMA Fighting. The numbered event will take place at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. The promotion has yet to announce the headlining attraction for UFC 331. Pitbull, 37-9, attempts to rebound from a decision defeat to Aaron Pico in April, a result that dropped his UFC record to 1-2. The Brazilian is a former two-division champion in Bellator, going 24-6 in that company before joining the UFC, and is currently ranked no. And then, 10th, from PFT Alt. Mike Vrabel avoids the question of grass versus turf. Patriots coach Mike Vrabel was a player. He knows the difference between playing on real grass and playing on fake grass. His team plays its home games on fake grass, even though the stadium had real grass for the World Cup. Vrabel was asked about the issue of real grass versus fake grass during his first press conference of 2026 training camp. He avoided addressing the question. "My take is we would play anywhere we possibly have to," Vrabel said. "That's my take. It's the kind of football team that I want to create. One that doesn't make excuses, that doesn't care what the environment is. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com."